This is the second point on the eighth consideration, and the subject is the death of the just. Quote, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Apocalypse 21:4. The Lord then in death shall wipe away from the eyes of his servants the tears shed in this life, living as they did in pains, fears, perils, and combats with hell. The greatest consolation to a soul that has loved God when death is announced to her will be the thought that she will soon be delivered from the many dangers there are in this life of offending God, the many troubles of conscience, and the many temptations of the devil. The present life is a continual war with hell, in which we are in constant danger of losing our Lord and God. St. Ambrose says that in this world we walk always amidst the snares of enemies who lie in wait to rob us of the life of grace. This danger caused St. Peter of Alcantara, to say when he was dying to a religious who, in assisting him, touched him, "My brother, keep away from me, because I am still living and in peril of being damned." This danger likewise caused Saint Teresa to be comforted each time that she heard the clock strike, rejoicing that another hour of combat had passed. For she said, "In every moment of life, I may sin and lose God." Hence the saints are full of consolation when death is announced to them, reflecting that their battles and perils are at an end, and that they will soon be secure of that happy state when they can never more lose God. It is related in the lives of the fathers that an aged father dying in Cynthia, laughed whilst the others wept. Being asked why he laughed, he replied, "And you, why do you weep, seeing that I go to rest? I pass from labor to rest, and do you weep?" So also St. Catherine of Siena, when dying, said, "Rejoice with me, for I quit the land of sorrows and go to a place of peace." If anyone, says St. Cyprian, were to inhabit a house whose walls were falling and whose floors and roofs trembled, so that all threatened destruction, how much would he desire to get out of it? In this life, everything threatens ruin to the soul: the world, hell, the passions, the rebellious senses, all draw us onto sin and to everlasting death. A scriptural quote. "Who shall deliver me," says the apostle, "from the body of this death?" Romans 7:24. Oh, how great will be the joy of the soul when it hears these words, quote, "Come from Labanius, my spouse, come from the dens of lions." Canticles 4:8. "Come, my spouse, depart from the land of tears and from the dens of lions who seek to devour thee and to make thee lose divine grace." Hence St. Paul, sighing for death, said that Jesus Christ was his only life, and therefore he regarded death as his greatest gain, because by death he obtained that life which never ends. Quote, For to me to live in Christ and to die is gain. Phil 1:21. God confers a great favor on a soul that is in the state of grace when he takes her from this world where she may change and lose his friendship. Quote, he was taken away lest wickedness should alter his understanding. Wisdom 4:7. Happy he who in this life lives united to God. But as the sailor cannot be called secure till he has entered the port and escaped the storm, so a soul cannot be called completely happy till she has quitted this life in the grace of God. Praise the good fortune of the sailor, says St. Ambrose, but not till he has entered the port. Now, if the sailor rejoices when, after so many dangers, he has nearly gained the port, how much more must he rejoice who is on the point of securing eternal salvation? Moreover, in this life, it is impossible to live without sin, at least venial. Quote, the just man shall fall seven times. Close quote. Proverbs 24:16. He who leaves this life ceases to offend God. What is death, says St. Ambrose, but the sepulcher of sin? This also it is that causes those who love God to be so desirous of death. This filled the venerable Father Vincent Carafa with consolation at the hour of death, so that he said, in ceasing to live, I cease to offend God. St. Ambrose also, why do we desire this life in which the longer we remain, the more we are laden with sins? He who dies in the grace of God is placed in a state in which he neither is able nor knows how to offend God anymore. The dead cannot sin, says the same saint. Therefore does the Lord praise the dead more than any living man, although he be a saint. I praised the dead rather than the living. Ecclesiastes 4:2. A certain virtuous man commanded that whoever should have to announce his death to him should say to him, be comforted, for the time is come when thou shalt no longer offend God. Okay. Well, that completes that. Now I'm going to read the affections and prayers, which is not quite as long, for what I just read. Starts out with the scriptural quote, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, the God of truth. But it doesn't give the scriptural source, but that's okay. Ah, my sweet Redeemer, what would have become of me had I died whilst I dwelt far from thee? I should now be in hell, where I could never love thee more. I thank thee for not having abandoned me, and for having bestowed on me so many graces to win my heart to thee. I repent of having offended thee. I love thee above all things. I implore of thee to make me more and more sensible of the evil I have committed in despising thee, and of the love which thy infinite goodness deserves. I love thee and desire to die speedily, if such be thy will, that I may be delivered from the danger of again losing thy holy grace and be secure of loving thee forever. Ah, my beloved Jesus, during the remaining years of my life, give me strength to do something for thee ere death comes upon me. Give me strength against my temptations and passions, especially against that passion which in the past has most caused me to displease thee. Give me patience under infirmities and under the injuries that I may receive from men. I now pardon for the love of thee all who have shown me any contempt, and I beseech thee to grant them the graces they desire. Give me strength to be more diligent in avoiding even venial sins in regard of which I know myself to be careless. My Savior, help me, I hope for all through thy merits, and confide all to thy intercession, O Mary, my mother and my hope. And I thought of a little joke. It mentions patience up there. And we used to sell a plaque in the store, and it said, "Lord, give me patience, but please be quick." I thought that was kind of good. God bless you. I hope you were inspired by that. And we're all going to have to die, but let's just hope it's in the way I just read. That is to say, the death of the just. God bless you. Today's date is the 14th of July, 11:40 p.m.